Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to begin the 11th parak of Maseches Yevamos, and we are learning Mishnayos, Aleph, and Beis. So we know the halach is that when a man gets married to a woman, many of her relatives become usher to him forever. He's not allowed to marry those relatives. Now the Mishnah talks about, what if they didn't get married, but they had tashmish? So nosan ala nusav ala mafuta. A person is allowed to marry the relatives of a woman who he had been ma'anes, who he, Rachman of the Salon, took advantage of, or he seduced, which just means that he had consensual relations with. He's only asked to marry the relatives of a wife, of someone that he married. But if he is ma'anes, or he seduces the relative of a woman who he's actually married to, then he's chayiv for that. Meaning, it's not only an isser to marry the relatives of your wife, it's an isser to have tashmish with the relatives of your wife. But there is no isser to marry the relatives of a woman that you've had tashmish with. Now the Mishnah talks about the halacha for the man's relatives. No se adam anusas aviv umafutas aviv. A man is allowed to marry a woman who had been violated by his father or who was seduced by his father. Again, seduced just means consensual relations with his father. She's not considered to be his father's wife who would actually be usher to him. Anusas b'no umafutas b'no. Or if his son was ma'anes the girl or had consensual relations with the girl, then the father is allowed to marry that girl. Rabbi Yehuda Oser Banusas Aviv Umufutas Aviv. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in the case where the father had had relations that the son is then not allowed to marry, Rabbi Yehuda says. Now the Mishnah talks about the halacha of Yibum and Chalitza when it comes to brothers who were Megayer. Hagiorish and Skyru Baneha Ima. Well, if you have a Gioris who converted together with her sons to Judaism, and one of the sons got married and died without having any children. So Lo Choltzin V'lo Miyabmin. The other sons, meaning the brothers, don't do chalitza or yibum, and she can get remarried without the benefit of chalitza or yibum, because when they were born, they weren't Jewish, and they only converted later on. And the halach is, ger shen iskayer kekatan shenola dami, that when a ger is megayer, it's like a brand new person, and they're not technically on a daraisa level related to their relatives, so they're not really brothers. Afilu harasu shel rishon shelo b'ktusha v'leidasu b'ktusha. And that's even true if the oldest son was conceived when the mother was not yet Jewish, but was born after the mother was already Jewish, and the second son was both conceived and born after the mother was already Jewish. So even though both sons were born after the mother had already converted, they're still not considered to be related to each other through their father, because the first son was conceived before the mother converted, and that's the father's role in being a father, is at conception, right? The mother continues to develop the child inside of her body, but the father's contribution is at conception. So, and since Yibum and Chalitza works through the father, you don't need Yibum or Chalitza in this case. And also the halacha is the same if you have a Shivcha whose sons were freed from captivity, from slavery, together with her by their Jewish master, and one of those sons got married and died without any children. They're also not really considered to be brothers with their brothers, because they're all considered to be gerim, so there's no yibum or chalitza in that case, because there are no brothers, there are no halachic brothers in that case. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we said that you're allowed to marry a relative of a woman that you were ma'anes or mafata, however, you're not allowed to be ma'anes or mafata the relative of your wife, who you've already married. Then we said that when it comes to getting married to a woman that your father was ma'anes or mafata, the Tanakhama says that that's mutter, Rabbi Yehuda says asur. They both seem to agree that you're allowed to marry a woman who your son was ma'anes and mafata. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that if a Gioras converts together with a whole bunch of sons, so if one of those sons gets married and dies without children, the other brothers do not do chalitza or yibum. There's no need for chalitza or yibum because they aren't really considered his brothers. And that's true even if the oldest one, by the time he was born, the mother was already Jewish, and the others were even conceived when the mother was already Jewish. Since the conception of the oldest one was before the mother was Jewish, they're not considered to be halachic brothers. And the same is true if you have a shivcha that was freed by a Jewish master together with her sons. None of the sons are considered to be related to each other. So if one of those sons gets married and dies without children, the other sons do not do yibum v'chalitza. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Gimel.